Every day, Virginia families struggle to make ends meet during these tough economic times. And sometimes they need a small loan to get by. But in 2002, lawmakers in Richmond allowed predatory payday lenders to charge interest rates as high as 391% on loans. As summer comes to an end and educators get ready for the new school year, we can feel better that Congressman Zach Space is working to keep our students healthy. While Washington bickered, Zach Space got to work. This year's candidates for governor have different records on this. Three of them, Brian Moran, Cray Deeds, and Bob McDonnell, all voted for the legislation that allowed these types of predatory loans to explode in Virginia. They've fought it in every way, yelling, screaming, trying to defeat any real health care reform. And through it all, Senator Blanche Lincoln and Congressman Mike Ross have stood with the health insurance industry and their allies. First, Chrysler got their $7 billion taxpayer bailout. Then came the rushed bankruptcy. A bankruptcy plan so rushed, it threw consumer safety protections out the window. Thousands of Americans now have no protection if they are injured or killed by a defective old Chrysler vehicle. They've been a team working together for South Jersey. Nelson Albano, Matt Malam, and Jeff Van Drew. They fought to make 75,000 more seniors eligible for the freeze program that prevents their property taxes from increasing. They opposed the toll road scheme and sales tax hike. And they stood up for our veterans fighting for an expansion of medical and education benefits and a new South Jersey VA hospital. Nelson Albano, Matt Malam for Assembly, working with Jeff Van Drew for us.